11:55 Eastern Time. And Columbia and its affiliated stations bring you Elmer Davis and the news.
Tonight, the news is all in Russia. The Allies seem to think that Hitler's peace offer can be left on the table a few days before they answer it. But almost everybody is going to Moscow to see what Stalin will do for them or is going to do to them. A German trade mission arrived in Moscow today to exchange German heavy machinery for Russian oil and grain. The official Russian news agency TASS announced that deliveries would begin immediately and would be carried out by both parties at a rapid pace and on a large scale. But at the same time, our Department of Commerce released in Washington a report from our commercial attaché in Berlin who said that so far as oil is concerned, at least, many observers in Germany doubt if Russia can come anywhere near meeting German needs. It should be noticed, too, that the German mission includes some experts who are to help the Russians coordinate transport. A good many people have believed that Russian transportation is in such poor condition that it will be a slow job to get much of that oil into Germany. But at the same time, the British are negotiating for a trade agreement with Russia to exchange tin and rubber for butter and lumber and seem to have considerable hopes of success. A week or more ago, the Russians were trying to charter Scandinavian shipping for trade with England, and apparently that plan is still being talked about. Now, the point of this, of course, is that the German blockade and sinkings of neutral steamers in the Baltic have pretty nearly cut off trade from Sweden and Finland to England. Will the Germans continue to sink those ships if they are hired by the Russians and carry Russian cargoes? The Finns finally sent a special envoy today, former Premier Paasikivi, to discuss the Russian demands in Moscow. But there are signs that Finland will not yield as much or as readily as the three small republics on the south side of the Gulf. As the messenger left for Moscow, Finnish reservists were being mobilized. The Turkish foreign minister is still in Moscow. Apparently, he too is not yet ready to give in to all the Russian demands. But one Russian move reported tonight is amazing, if true. Our shortwave listening station has picked up a broadcast from Rome, in which it is reported from Bucharest that Russia has sent a note to Romania guaranteeing Romania's neutrality and frontiers. This would be good news for the Italians, who have been worried by the prospect of a Russian advance in the Balkans, so it comes under the suspicion that usually attaches to news that people want to believe. If it is true, if Russia has really given up its claims to Bessarabia, which Romania managed to occupy at the end of the last war, it would take an optimist to believe that that renunciation is final. But it might mean that Russia is too busy getting ahead on the Baltic to bother about Bessarabia just yet. And Russian advances on the Baltic are certainly not pleasant news in Berlin. In Washington, the Senate resumes debate on the neutrality bill tomorrow, and the House of Representatives begins it. Senator Toby's proposal to separate the cash and carry provisions from embargo repeal will probably come before the Senate and will probably be voted down. But as our Washington correspondent, Mr. Warner, reported earlier this evening, one provision of the bill has proved too isolationist even for Senator Borah. The prohibition of trade by American ships with belligerent nations or their dependencies would shut off our shipping from Australia, New Zealand, India, and the Straits settlements, which would mean that some of our shipping lines would have to fold up unless they could shift to a Latin American run. Mr. Borah wants that trade permitted, for he says there is not one chance in a thousand that it would cause us any trouble. But if American ships are excluded from that trade, it would make trouble for more than the ship owners. A good deal of our tin and rubber comes from those British possessions in the East, and we might be seriously inconvenienced if we had to depend for those imports on such shipping as England chose to spare. Nothing much on the West Front, but our shortwave listening station reports that the tone of the German propaganda broadcast is becoming very much more bellicose as Germany waits for the Allies to reply to Hitler.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.